WTOP News Time, 5 o'clock.
Which could take a direct hit. Katrina is down to a Category 4 storm with top winds of 155 miles per hour, still capable of doing immense damage. It could be a sliver of hope for the Crescent City of New Orleans. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen explains that Katrina has started jogging northeast.
Looking at satellite pictures, we can see that there's some drier air moving into the western side of the storm, and that the eye is starting to turn to the north, almost to the north-northeast, so it's possible that New Orleans will dodge a major bullet here.
An estimated 1 million people have fled New Orleans. This worried woman headed to Texas.
I have a sister that's still down there. She's in the police department, so she couldn't come, and we just praying.
It's a rude wake-up call here. This 25-story hotel that I'm in is creaking from the heavy winds buffeting the city's downtown area. Live in New Orleans on the Hurricane Katrina Watch, I'm Jim Crisula.
I'm Mark Noller in Crawford, Texas. In advance of Katrina, President Bush issued emergency declarations for the states of Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama, clearing the way for federal relief and recovery resources to be made ready. After being briefed by hurricane experts, Mr. Bush said he cannot overstate just how dangerous this storm could be, and he urged those in its path to evacuate.
I'm Nick Young in New York. Oil rigs and refineries in Katrina's path have been shut down, which is almost certain to add even more pressure to ballooning gas prices.
This is Tom Foti. The cost of the fill-up at the pump is just going higher and higher.
All grades combined, gasoline now costs $2.65. It's up nearly 13 cents a gallon, and self-serve regular is about $2.63, and it is also up nearly 13 cents.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg attributes that mostly to growth in world demand for crude and petroleum products, and the possibility of production disruption in the Gulf of Mexico because of Hurricane Katrina could mean tighter supplies, and you guessed it, still higher prices. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Energy analyst Victor Shum says gasoline demand is going to stay high through the 1st of September.
The U.S. still has another week of the summer gasoline driving season, and so the market is reacting to the potential supply disruptions.
Iraqi police say unidentified gunmen have shot and killed a senior police officer in eastern Baghdad today as insurgents keep up their attacks on members of Iraq's new security forces. President Bush says the draft Iraqi constitution is something to be proud of, even though Sunni negotiators are rejecting it. And checking Wall Street prospects ahead of the opening bell. Right now, futures pointing to a mixed opening. This is CBS News.